in Western North Carolina, it truly was a high percentage of the forest was American chestnut. It probably actually reached the peak of its growth in Tennessee, Western North Carolina. Huge trees. I mean, I've heard my dad talk about they would leave branches in the woods. They only got the best. That was the sad part about that early logging, is that they only took the best. And but at that, they had logs that were absolutely huge, and it was not the most valuable tree in the woods from a financial return, but it was a very utilitarian species. It was used for everything. The biggest attraction, of course, was the rot resistance of the tree.
Chestnut was a real durable wood, and people made a lot of furniture and appliances from the wood. And some of the trees, I'm satisfied, will grow 100 feet in height. And they were just huge at the ground, some of them as much as 7 feet in diameter. They cut all of the timber and put it on the market, and then it converted into furniture and paneling. And, well, the chestnut trees, I guess one of the most usable things was rail fences. You could just go out in the woods anywhere and you didn't have to worry about hauling a post or something. Just go cut you a tree down and lay your fence up till you run out of rails, and right at, in the same area while there'd be another tree, and you just cut it and work it up. They split them into rails by hand with wedges and hammers.
The logs that were put in that barn are up there till this day, and it turns out they were made by my grandfather and were a part of his home a mile up this creek where he lived. And those logs are older than my mother. She was born in that house after they moved there, and she was born 1891, and the house was there in those logs twice since we've taken over, since they passed away. Someone has approached me to buy those logs. The first one offered me $80 for the logs. They are still sound, except where they're laying on the ground. The ones that are in the air look as perfect as they did the day they were put there. And it was only last week, my renter up here said some man asked him to talk to me, could he buy them? And they had been there that long. At least 85 years since I've been here. My grandfather, there's his axe marks where he made them on the logs.
Well, the wood was, as I stated, was used by the builders, if they were building any type of a building, and it called for wood, they would want chestnut because it was so sturdy and so much more practical. Now they're down to a lot of pine wood, which doesn't last near as long.
The reason they liked the lumber from the chestnuts, they were softer, they were easier to handle, like to saw and dress them. Now that barn right up there above me is made out of chestnut lumber. They make boards, you know, just like a poplar or a chestnut or a big oak. They'd saw them into planks that wide and 10, 15, every how long you want them. Yeah, that barn up there is boxed with a chestnut. Like hog pens, and made barns and their houses. But when they all died out, that was a big loss.